Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's been about 60 episodes since the last time that I tried to introduce some new games to the podcast. So I want to do a quick...
we all got new shoes and new personalities. Is that your question?
And my personality is my shoes.
Oh, God, you're one of these people now.
I'm a nude balance.
My question for the two of you is, if I were to tell you the name of some of the games that you previously played before, I believe we played three games the last time this came up, would you be able to tell me if you have a good memory association or a negative memory association with those games?
I think I could try.
Okay, so the first game is Would You Have Dated? Do we remember this game?
I think you described someone.
Okay, so I described someone, and Aaron says, "Is it a fictional character?" Sure. I mean, that's, yeah, you guys know. You nailed it.
I remember. Yeah, I'd say positive.
Okay, so that's good. So it's tracking from about 60 episodes ago, so it's like kind of over a year or a year-ish,
kind of waited,
I guess.
Nine more.
That just makes sense. I'm trying to get a gauge of whether or not these games have lasting staying power. So, okay,
you want
what about,
like, a black stud in your ear? Gauges are cool. I think they're coming back.
I don't think so. I don't think they possibly could be.
Then why did I get two?
Oh, no. And you got them at the top of your ear as well. That's an interesting choice.
Changing it up.
The game called Rebrand. Do we remember Rebrand?
Yes.
I don't remember titles of things. What was the game?
Okay, so the game was, I give you a word, and then you have to rebrand it into a new word. Okay, maybe that one doesn't have as much staying power. That's fine. Do we remember the Charlie Puth game?
Yes.
Oh, positive. Yeah.
Okay, good. So this is really good market research for me a year later. Now, there was a game that I was going to pitch in that segment when we only got to three games. And I said, you know what? This needs to percolate a little more. I got to give it some time. I did about a year passed. I made exactly no changes to the game. So are you ready?
Yep.
Perfect. Yes.
Are you ready to just start us off?
Yes.
With a game that I like to call We Bought a Zoo.
Love it.
So here's how this game is played. And Adele and Aaron, I told you before that we started recording that you're going to need a pen and you're going to need some paper for this one. And I think that that's going to be very, very important.
And that made me nervous.
Do we think the title of the sequel is going to be We Bought a Two?
Oh, yeah.
We Two a Zoo.
We Two.
You're
now
right.
It's getting into Dr. Seuss territory. We Two a Zoo.
Two Bought a Zoo and We Two a Zoo.
Two Bought a Zoo.
We Bought Two Zoo.
We Bought Two Zoos is probably
two
what
zoo,
it's going to be.
And that's one that's just clamoring for a sequel.
We Bought a Zoo, the squeakquel.
We Bought a Zoo.
We Bought a Two Back in the Habitat?
I was going to say
Sister
We Bought a Zoo, Electric Boogazoo.
Is this the game? Because we're crushing it.
Okay.
Something's there.
So this is the game, We Bought a Zoo. So how this game is played, you guys are doing a great job playing a game that
don't
is
mess
not
with
We
the
Bought
zoo
a Zoo. Okay, so this is giving me inspiration for possibly another game. We can kick that down the line. GPC,
this
mental
is
notes.
What my nervous
Sorry, GPC, can you at least
like...
confirm you heard me say We Bought a Zoohan?
I can
heard
don't
it.
Mess with the Zoohan. At this time, I can neither confirm nor deny I heard you say We Bought a Zoohan.
And will you tell me if
I heard it, and my lawyer is drafting up papers to see you as we speak. So
I do love this like Rorschach test way we're going about this. So here's the way that we play We Bought a Zoo. Each player, that's you, Adele, and Aaron, you each get 100 fake fun, you know, daddy addy bucks. Like, you just get $100 to spend. Now, we're going to do an animal lottery. So that your goal of this game is to build the best zoo that
Ooh,
you can build.
Yes,
and
please.
And then I'm going to draw it.
To those who say, aren't zoos unethical? This is a fake game. It's a make-believe game. So chill your jets. So each player gets $100, and you can bid on animals one by one. Now, here's the thing. I will tell you how many animals there are, but I will not tell you what they are or what order they're in until we get to them. So your goal is to build the best zoo. You have $100. You could bet $100 at the very start of
I'll give you $100 for your nope. smallest penguin, please.
No. If you do lose all of your money up front, then someone else is going to probably build a pretty good zoo. They could just go penny, penny, penny and build the rest of the zoo. Yeah, so you have 15 and you have to kind of save a little bit. Now, it's blind bids. It goes to the highest bidder and it's honor system, okay? So I want you to write it down. Not that I can check it or verify it, but I want you to write it down what your bid is and then it's honor system.
Adel, how's your zoo? Oh, great. It has 85 different species. Aaron, how's your zoo? It has one 2-inch penguin named PJ.
With a top hat.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.